All the necessary preparations are made. My part in the experiment is complete. I have created by my method a perfect human brain, already living but dormant. Everything is now ready for you and me to begin our supreme collaboration.
I've changed my mind.
I expected this. I thought we might need another assistant. Perhaps he can persuade you.
Nothing can persuade me.
We shall see.
No, not that.
Oh, he's quite harmless, except when crossed.
Frankenstein.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. It's the birthday of flamboyant English stage and film actor Ernest Thesiger, born in London in 1879. Today he is remembered primarily for a single over-the-top performance, that of the truly mad scientist Dr. Septimus Pretorius in James Whale's classic horror film Bride of Frankenstein from 1935. Thesiger attended Marlborough College and the Slade School of Art with aspirations of becoming a painter, but he quickly switched to drama, making his professional debut in 1909. After the outbreak of World War I, he volunteered with the British Army's Territorial Force, enlisting in the 2nd Battalion of the 9th London Regiment, Queen Victoria's Rifles. After training in England for 3 months, he was sent to the Western Front in late 1914. On January 1, 1915, he was wounded in the trenches and medically evacuated back to England. In 1917, he married Jeanette Mary Rankin, the sister of a close friend. After the war, Thesiger moved in several artistic, literary, and theatrical circles and is reported to have spent time with Queen Mary, George Bernard Shaw, and Somerset Maugham, among others. He first came to public notice in the farce A Little Bit of Fluff, by Walter Ellis at the Criterion Theatre. He played the comic hero Bertrand Tully over 1,200 times and received very favorable reviews. He reprised the role in the 1919 film version and in a 1923 revival at the Ambassador's Theatre. He wrote an autobiography, Practically True, published in 1927, which covers his stage career. An unpublished memoir written near the end of his life is housed in the Ernest Thesiger Collection at the University of Bristol. He made his film debut in 1916 in The Real Thing at Last, a spoof presenting Macbeth as it might have been done by an American company, in which he played one of the witches. He also played a witch in a 1941 production of Macbeth, directed by Sir John Gielgud. He performed more small roles in films during the silent era, but worked mainly on the stage. When he appeared in a Christmas production of The Merry Wives of Windsor in 1919, he met and befriended James Whale, and the two men worked together on a couple of early films, now largely forgotten. When Whale agreed to direct Bride of Frankenstein in 1935, he insisted on casting Thesiger as Dr. Pretorius, instead of the studio's choice of Claude Rains. Partly inspired by Mary Shelley's friend John Polidori, and largely based on the Renaissance physician and botanist Paracelsus, it became Thesiger's most famous role. The remainder of his career was centered on the stage, notably in the longest-running production of As You Like It ever produced on Broadway. Later films included The Horse's Mouth in 1958 with Alec Guinness, and The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone with Vivian Leigh and Warren Beatty in 1961. That same year, he made his final stage performance a mere week before his death in The Last Joke with John Gielgud and Ralph Richardson. Thesiger died in his sleep from natural causes on the eve of his 82nd birthday and is buried in Brompton Cemetery in London. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 15th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.